Fest will be held on Labor Day weekend this year. What are some of the reasons behind that date change?
Well, as you know, we've had it out at the airport for the last 5 years, and when we found out that we could hold it back downtown, we had to change the date because they didn't want it coincide with move-in weekend because it's just too much in such a small, concentrated area. And it happened to work out very well for us that On the Waterfront in Rockford actually closed its doors, which allowed us to take Labor Day weekend.
The original dates used to coincide with move-in week for NIU. Do you worry at all moving it later will affect foot traffic, you know, parents who were bringing their kids down looking for something to do for that, you know, last moment with them?
Well, I would think with it moving a week later might actually allow students that have just moved in and have finally settled down actually be able to come down and enjoy the fest, because move-in weekend, I know a lot of fraternities and sororities, they have so much going, it's all packed into that weekend that they might not have been able to come out and enjoy it as much as they did. This being the weekend after move-in weekend, which I should say is going to be from now on, so it might not always fall on Labor Day weekend. It will always be the weekend after move-in weekend. There's another day. It ends on Sunday, but it allows people to stay downtown. A lot of the downtown stores are going to have music and bands and specials after the fest closes, and nobody has to go to work on Monday.
And the decision to move Corn Fest to the airport for the last couple of years had some mixed reaction. Are you worried at all about people not coming down, not revisiting it back in the downtown? Or is this an opportunity to get people who came out to the airport who might not remember it from the downtown to come to the downtown and be okay with it?
I would think with it being downtown and the airport, they both had their own qualities to it. Some people liked it being downtown because it was within walking distance of their home. Other people liked it at the airport because it was easy parking and it was more spread out, so it wasn't so congested. And we have made some changes to the downtown layout so it isn't so congested.
How does Cornfest fit into that kind of economic development plan for making downtown DeKalb a vibrant place to go for Labor Day weekend or whatever weekend it is after move-in week?
I think people have to realize if you haven't been downtown, it has changed so much. There are so many new, wonderful things to see down there. There's restaurants, there's shops, and I think we're hoping NIU will come down and explore that, and this is one of the ways to have them come down and enjoy it. Whether it's Cornfest weekend or any other weekend, it should be the gateway into Northern. I think a lot of people just need to come down and see what there is to offer.
Anything else that's different this year?
I think the major difference that people that are familiar with it being downtown will be the carnival area is now in the city and Frontier parking lots north of Locust Street versus being over in the parking lot on 4th and Grove. That way everything stays north of the tracks. You don't have to worry about kids going back and forth over the railroad tracks. Plus, it opened up a lot of parking down there. And for any veterans in the area, we are allowing the Hines VA Hospital is bringing their 38-foot medical unit down. It's a huge bus that actually has two medical exam rooms in it for vets that can't get to a VA hospital or get the care. You can come in there for a free exam, no charge to vets. So they come in, they'll be open Saturday, 11 till dark.